Audiologist, a Phonak podcast.
The current podcast series follows the recent launch of auditory skills training tools in the Hearing Success Portal. My name is Lisa Basick, and I am the rehabilitation manager at Phonak headquarters in Switzerland. Part of my job is contributing to rehab resources that ensure that children and adults get the most out of their hearing technology. And I've been fortunate to work closely with today's guest over this past year to introduce auditory skills training tools to our Phonak families. So with me today is speech-language pathologist Valerie LeBeau, Senior Rehab Manager at Advanced Bionics in Lake Forest, Illinois. Valerie has expertise in hearing loss, cochlear implants, and rehabilitation for individuals with hearing loss. Her personal interests are travel, food, wine, fitness, and tennis. Welcome, Valerie.
Thank you, Lisa. I'm excited to be here. I'm really looking forward to talking today about changing the conversations from hearing loss to hearing success.
Yes, me too. It's great to chat with a fellow speech pathologist on how we can help people achieve that success.
You know, it's really funny. We were just talking earlier about the Phonak market research that was done last year. And I remember you telling me that auditory skills training is the number three topic that hearing healthcare professionals want to learn more about. And to me, that's awesome because it's very timely because here we are. And this is what we're going to talk about today, auditory skills training.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's safe to say that we are both big fans of auditory skills training.
Very much so. I think it was really cool to see the World Health Organization shine the light on the value of auditory training. There was a quote that I want to share with our listeners. One of the quotes said that auditory skills training or auditory training is a tool to better use hearing in all situations. For me, this translates to people being able to get back to life, participating in their social lives, their family lives, or professional lives. But I don't know about you, Lisa, but something I feel that we face in the world today is this huge misconception that when you wear hearing aids or a cochlear implant, you just put it on and it's just like wearing glasses. Put them on and you hear clearly.
Yeah, you are so right. That is just not the case. That's an excellent example. You know, when people first get hearing technology, practice is needed to help people make sense of those new sounds. It's not just like putting on glasses and seeing clearly.
Exactly. Practice. Practice is the key word. No professional athlete ever got to the top without practice. And I think with hearing, it's no different. That's why it's been such a pleasure this year collaborating to launch the Hearing Success Portal, which in fact is loaded with tools to build and practice listening and communication skills.
Right. And for us at Phonak, this really is a new resource. And we are so happy to be working together with you guys because there are so many great tools. And when you've talked to me before about how they were developed, I'm just so impressed that all that goes into it. So if maybe you could just give us a little bit of information about how they're developed.
Sure. In the Hearing Success Portal, as we were talking about earlier, there's auditory skills training tools. So those tools, how did we develop those? First, we really worked together with professionals who were really working with families, children, and adults with hearing loss. And we really asked their input so we could really figure out what's needed, what is missing, where is there a gap in resources. Then we'd partner with industry experts to create tools that are backed by research and intended to support best practices. After this, then we take these tools, we pilot them in clinics, we get feedback, we get real-world feedback, and then introduce the tool to clinicians across the globe. The tools that we created to help people with hearing loss achieve success are new for Phonak. But I don't know if our listeners know, but they've been offered by Advanced Bionics since 2018. So today we have over 65,000 individuals using our listening practice tools. And if you want to kind of figure out, like, is that a huge number? It sounds like a big number. In fact, 65,000 is the population of a small city or close to the average number of seats in an NFL stadium. Wow, right?
Yes, 65,000 is a lot of people using those tools. So maybe we can talk a little bit about the tools. So two tools that you can find for children are Baby Beats and Listening Room. So how is Baby Beats different than the Listening Room? And like maybe you can even just describe the difference and how they're designed to help build those early communication skills in children.
Right. I think first and foremost, the obvious and biggest difference is that one, Baby Beats is an app. So that's an app. And then the Listening Room is an online tool. So the platforms themselves are different, but let's get into Baby Beats. Baby Beats was developed by Christine Rocha. And this is an app that's filled with musical activities to help parents bond, play, and learn with their child. It's intended for little babies as soon as they're identified with hearing loss. So let's just consider it 0 to 3 years. It uses guided music activities that were specifically structured and developed with infants and toddlers with hearing loss to foster the development of those early listening and communication skills. We know that there's a connection between the listening brain and the musical brain. Based on the exciting research that connects the dots between music and literacy and learning, we know that we can use Baby Beats to help foster those early communication and listening skills.
Right.
Because there's no lyrics, it's really great to use even with families who English might not be their first or native language.
Yeah, because music is universal.
Mm-hmm. Now let's get back to the Listening Room. This is an online library, is the way I like to think about it. So it offers all these amazing free interactive activities for all ages. This was developed in partnership with Dave Sindry. And for children, what you'll find is these really fun activities to build listening and spoken language skills. If we look at the section for adults, that's where we can find activities that really focus on discriminating sounds, speech, and auditory comprehension. And it works through a hierarchy of listening, all the way down from sounds, all the way up to connected speech. And I think if we look at what's the same between both of them, both are free. They can be self-directed or independently worked on, or they can be guided by a hearing healthcare professional.
And, you know, I love that we talk about increasing accessibility. I recently spoke on the podcast with Dr. Maren Strappel, and she was talking about the benefits. We all know that auditory skills training really helps people with that practice that they need to get used to their hearing technology. So,
right.
You know, no one's disagreeing that part, but how do we give it to people? And we want to make sure that they have, you know, expert guidance and that they're practicing and these are really focused on a child's development. Can you tell us what the tools for like adults? Obviously, you're not working on early communication skills with adults. So what are the tools and what do they focus on?
Inside the portal, adults are going to find listening practice tools that can be used at home or on the go. Repetitive practice trains our brains. So these are practice tools. So it reminds me kind of learning to play tennis as an adult. I'm really working on my serve and I've struggled for a long time to get that ball toss right and then coordinate the timing with that swing. Well, what helped me? It was practice, muscle memory, and brain training.
Right.
It's no different when you're using a hearing aid or a cochlear implant. You really need repeated practice so that your brain can get used to how things sound. Two tools I want to share with you today, Lisa, is the Word Success app and Sound Success.
Why don't we start with Word Success then? Because I like the idea of us kind of discussing both in a bit more detail. So Word Success is an app. Maybe you can just kind of go over some of the main features and what are the key benefits for users?
Think back to when you were a child and maybe you played the game of telephone. One child whispered a sentence into another's ear, then they pass it on to the last person. By the time it reached the end, the original sentence became wildly distorted and totally different set of words or phrases came out.
Right. I do remember playing that game as a child. I do. It always came out very different.
So not to minimize what a person with hearing loss experiences, but essentially the experience of not understanding clearly and hearing a message that doesn't totally make sense is a reality for some individuals who have hearing loss.
Right.
But hey, here's the good news. Life doesn't have to be a game of misheard lyrics. There's actually a way to practice understanding words that are used in conversations. And the Word Success app is one way to do that. So what are our listeners, if they want to go and check out this app, some of the features they're going to find is this is an app that works on the ability to hear differences in words and phrases. You can use live voice or recorded voice. what's really nice is there's a placement test. You can compare your score, and the app actually guides your listening practice and suggests where you should go, which activity to do next. And it also ranges in difficulty, and so it will challenge the listener, and in fact, they can also add noise. Some of the benefits are really that you can practice at home. So as an adult, you can practice independently, or you could practice with a listening coach. It tracks progress over time, and you have the ability to compare the scores. And I think what's a really nice feature is somebody could then bring that app into their appointment with their hearing healthcare professional and share those scores with them.
Right. And I remember as a clinician, sharing scores and having something to talk about and talking about those communication goals, it really is a helpful tool in the clinic for sure. Okay, so that is word success. So it's not the only resource that has the word success in it. We have sound success too. So I do know this even more than word success, because I actually recently wrote an article for the Phonak Audiology blog, and I was talking about our auditory skills training tools. And I happened to bump into a colleague at Phonak in our, at lunch in the canteen, and I was talking about auditory skills training, and she has a cochlear implant and a hearing aid, and she was very familiar with sound success, and I loved listening to her talk about it. So she really talked about how it helps her communicate better at work, and I hadn't really thought of all the challenging listening situations that she had, but she is often, having to listen to conversations, in large rooms with groups. She's listening to different people from, with different accents from all different parts of the world. We're at a multinational company here. And so, her face lit up when she talked about sound success and how much confidence it gave her as a communicator. So I know from her testimonial of just how wonderful of a resource it is for her.
I love that example, and I love that your colleague shared that with you. It warmed my heart, because what sound success is, say that quickly five times, sound success is an online program that gives repeated practice listening to everyday spoken language. And that's what your colleague was referring to, that ability to have a way to feel more confident in her communication. So when we talk about this idea of communication confidence, I bet our listeners are saying, what's communication confidence? So I want you all at home and just imagine the last time you were in a really noisy situation with a group of people. Now think, were you eager to jump into the conversation at the moment, or did you hold back? Probably most of you are thinking, I held back.
Held back, right.
Yeah, so this is a great example of communication confidence. Most of us wouldn't feel totally confident jumping into a noisy situation when we're not sure where the conversation is going and what the topic is. So our ability in the moment to communicate caused us to hold back. This is what sound success is all about. It's being able to build communication confidence through practice exercises. Okay, so let's talk about a couple of the unique features of sound success. We've talked about that it's exercises that range in difficulty from very easy all the way to more challenging, like spoken conversations. Then let's think about the actual speakers themselves. Most listening programs that are online, you only can listen to the speaker. You can't actually see them. Sound success is very cool because you can see the speakers. There's six different speakers. And what you can then do is you can either use lip reading, or you can listen to them, or use lip reading and listening. You can add noise, or you can try a different speaker. So this is one of the unique features. We also have the programs available in multiple languages. So just like your colleague had referenced, there were other languages she was listening to, their dialect. So this is a cool feature. And then you get reinforcement and immediate feedback. So it shows you the answer. It asks you if you got, tells you if it was correct, if it was wrong. Do you want to move on? Do you want to hear the answer? And then it'll track your progress. Some of the benefits of sound success really is that you can, as a user, customize your listening practice to the individual that's using it. You can also, what is key, practice without a communication partner. We know that there's so many seniors today, Lisa, that don't have a communication partner at home.
Right.
So this is something that's really nice, right? That you can practice without a communication partner. And then you can practice at your own pace. And that all together really helps to foster that communication confidence.
Right. And communication confidence is so important. And I think for both of us as speech pathologists, I mean, that's our number one goal, is to have people communicate with confidence. And I love that these tools do that. Well, Valerie, thank you so much for giving us a rundown of these auditory skills training tools in the Hearing Success Portal. How about a closing message for our listeners? Do you have one?
Yeah, let's start back where we began this conversation this morning, Lisa. Let's change that conversation. When we're working with individuals with hearing loss, focus less on loss and more on success.
Right.
I would encourage all of our listeners, go register for hearingsuccess.com. Review the awesome tools that are free to you and for your clients on hearingsuccess.com. Demonstrate the hearingsuccess.com portal tools, all those tools to your clients, and then recommend hearingsuccess.com to your clients. Tell them about it, put it in your report, and recommend it very early in the oral rehabilitation process. I think what we know is that focused and structured practice really can help clients achieve their personal communication goals.
Thank you so much for those messages, Valerie, and for joining us today. If you're interested in learning more about the auditory skills training tools in Hearing Success Portal, or want to share this free resource with your clients or colleagues, please visit hearingsuccess.com. Goodbye, and thank you for listening to this podcast.
The Audiologist, a Phonak podcast.